Hello and welcome to this week's podcast, showcasing the work that the Western Federation of Schools have been working on in our curriculum. My name's Mr. Wiltshire and I'm the head teacher.
Hi, my name's Mr. Bork and I'm the sports, health and wellbeing coach at Western Federation Schools.
At Western Park Primary School and Western Shore Infant School, we offer a curriculum that progresses from year R, when the children start with us, right through the school, so that by the time the children leave us at the end of year six, they're really ready for Key Stage 3 and to go to their secondary schools confident and well taught in physical education.
Children receive two lessons of PE per week. One is a skills-based lesson, which works on their social skills, their personal skills, and also their health and fitness skills. And the other lesson is a sports-based lesson, which focuses on the sports, and the teachers do that lesson with their class.
Hi, my name is Mr. Kelly, and I am a Year 3 teacher, and I am currently the PE leader for Western Park Primary School and Western Shore Infant School. We enable lots of exciting opportunities in school and outside of school hours.
My name's Olivia, I'm in Year 6 and I'm Deputy Head Girl.
Hello, my name's Lewis and I'm in Year 6.
Hello, my name is Mason and I'm the school counsellor and I'm in Year 2.
My name's Louisa and I'm in Year 2.
Olivia, can you tell us, what are you doing in PE at the moment and what are you enjoying?
We are doing creative skills in gymnastics and I like how we all work together.
Brilliant. What sort of creative skills have you been learning in gymnastics? Mr. Bork's going to give you a little hint. Come on, Mr. Bork.
Rotation.
Tell us about rotation in gymnastics, Olivia.
So doing different types of rolls.
Right. Anything else? Like forward rolls?
Yeah.
Backwards rolls?
No.
No. Go on, tell us about
like
forward rolls.
And like a forward roll, how to do it safely.
How to do a forward roll safely. Like Mr. Bork, let's test Mr. Bork. Mr. Bork, tell us how to do a forward roll safely. But remember, all those actions you're doing with your hands and your body won't help us because we're kind of on radio. Go on, Mr. Bork. How do you do a forward roll safely?
So hands on the floor, hands nice and strong.
Hands nice and strong.
Feet wide.
Feet wide.
Bend over. What do we say we have to do with our eyes lit?
So your eyes have to look through your legs and then say something that's behind and try and look at that.
Yes, yeah, so right. Through your legs and look at something behind you.
Right.
Then a little push with your feet and that will make you roll.
Brilliant. And those actions really helped, I'm sure. Everybody listening, Mr. Bork was doing some fantastic rolls. Mr. Bork, would you like to do a forward roll for us? You can say no to that question.
There's not quite enough space in your office, Mr.
There's not a huge amount of space. Okie doke. Let's see if we can get any more. Mr. Bork, ask a question to Year 6.
Lewis, what do we do before rotation? Do we do some skills before the rotation, a week before?
Some
did we do some partner balances?
Yeah, we did.
Did we do some partner balances?
Yeah.
What sort of partner balances were you doing, Lewis?
We were learning how to balance on different angles on your legs and on your hands.
Okie doke. And in our curriculum, we often talk, Olivia, about safety and being safe. Have you done anything about safety in PE with Mr. Bork?
Yeah, how to be safe when doing when doing the forward roll or when doing like an action.
Right.
Be safe doing it.
Okay, brilliant. Right. Do you think that things have got harder in PE as you've gone through the school? Has it got more and more refined, more and more difficult?
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd say that. Why? tell me why do you think it's got harder?
So you do different things And because you do different things, they get harder and slightly more challenging to like challenge you more, because as you grow up, you learn more things.
That's brilliant. Okie doke. And can you, Lewis, I'm going to ask you this one. If I asked you, do you always do gymnastics or dance, or if you think about the whole school, so not just year six or not just now, think about the whole time that you've been in school, what other kind of things have you done with Mr. Bork? Or is he just a dancer and just a gymnast?
We've been doing,
you don't need to remember, because Mr. Bork, anything else they might have done in year five or four?
Massive range of sports. So we've done like strike and fielding games, so we've done cricket rounders.
Yep.
We've done net and wall games, so we've done some tennis, maybe a little bit of badminton now and again.
Right.
We've done some invasion games, so the one that you forgot that Liv was trying to get you to say was basketball.
Oh, I did wonder what that action
basketball.
Was.
Basketball and netball, we've done hockey, we've done football, we've done tag rugby, so you've done loads from year. All the way through to year six.
All the way through. Well, whilst year six are talking, and we'll talk to year two in just a moment, whilst year six are talking, what about outside of school? Have you taken part in any competitions? Livia, we'll start with you.
Yeah, we've done like football tournaments and different tournaments, like playing football and different sports outside of school and going to go compete against different schools.
Brilliant, because that's been a little bit harder during lockdowns and things, I guess, hasn't it? But those have started up again. When was the last one you went to?
Last week.
Did you win a medal?
No.
Does it matter?
I won a certificate.
You won a certificate?
Yeah.
What was the certificate for?
For taking part,
that's really good. It's great to take part. Does it matter if you win or not?
No, because it's about taking part.
What else is it about, do you think, Lewis? It's about taking part. It doesn't really matter if you win or lose, although it's always kind of nice to win, but it doesn't matter if you don't. But what must you be? You must make sure you are what? Yeah, having fun is absolutely right. That wasn't what was in my head. I was playing it. Guess what's in my head? Mr. Bork, what was in my head then?
I think you need to be a good sportsman and have lots and lots of resilience. And if you win or if you lose, shake hands and be a good team player as well within your team.
Brilliant. Olivia, I'm really hoping that you say the right answer to this. Do you think Mr. Bork is right or not?
No.
Do you need to be a great team player, Olivia?
Yes.
Let's stop there. Brilliant. Year six, you've been absolutely brilliant. We'll talk to year two right now. So, year two, let's talk to you for a little bit. Louisa, what are you doing in PE at the moment?
We're doing creative skills, and the creative skill we're doing is ball skills.
You're doing ball skills. What sort of ball? A tennis ball? Are you using a basketball?
We're using actually a normal ball.
Right. What sort of normal ball?
Like
a big one?
Not really so big. The size of this much.
This much being like a football kind of size. Yeah. And what are you doing with it? Are you throwing it? Are you kicking it? What are you doing with it?
We're bouncing it and we're moving the ball by using our hands.
Right. Is it for basketball? Mr. Bork, is that a basketball skill?
Yeah, the children are doing some sending and receiving with their ball.
Right.
They're learning how to send it with their hands.
Right.
And how to receive it, so throwing and catching.
Right.
Bouncing and catching. And then we move on to a bit with their feet as well, where they'll be kicking and receiving with their feet. So yeah, sending and receiving, but with their ball.
Okie doke. Mason, can you remember anything else that you've been doing in PE? What else have you been doing?
We've done flight?
You're learning to
fly.
Is that what's happening? Is Mr. Bork teaching people to fly? Because year six, have you been taught to fly, Olivia?
No,
we've missed out. Mason, what does flight mean in this context?
It means like jump.
Oh, so you're learning, your jumping skills are improving. Is that what progress you're making in PE? Oh, that's amazing. Could you not give us an example by standing up, but talk to us about it a little bit? What kind of thing have you been doing? Don't worry if you're not sure, because it's hard. Mr. Bork will help out, I think.
So in gymnastics, we've done some flight, didn't we? and we were concentrating on our flight and then our landing. So what were we using in the hall? What did we use in the hall to jump off of?
Tables.
Oh,
brilliant. Okay. Year six, did you didn't learn about how to about flight in year two? No.
Not
that you can remember. It was a long time ago. Year two, have you ever heard about, Louisa, I'll ask you, have you ever heard about Football Friday? Does that mean anything to you?
No.
No. And the reason it doesn't mean anything to you is that when we were in lockdowns and things, we weren't able to do it. But Mr. Bork is going to tell us about what happens in Western Park Primary School, and to a kind of lesser extent, Western Shore Infant School, about Football Friday, because it does affect Year 6. Mr. Bork, what is Football Friday?
So Football Fridays is kind of like a little scheme that we arranged. Year 6s sign a behaviour contract, sure, to make sure we follow the school rules, etc.
Are you worried about Olivia with the behaviour contract?
Oh, she signed it, so I hope she follows the rules.
Right, okay.
And then the year sixes are put into a hat and we pull out teams and we have 8 countries.
Right.
And it's a World Cup kind of format. We do fixtures on a Friday in leagues and then we go to semi-finals and into the final. And the draw was actually done this morning.
Right.
So the year six children are going to find out this afternoon what country they're in.
Right. And an adult joins that team.
Yes.
Mostly to manage that team, sometime to play badly. Well,
try and help out if they can.
Are you a footballer, Mr. Bork?
I try. I'm getting a bit old now.
So you're not professional, is what you're saying?
No,
you're not paid to play football?
No, I'm not paid to
play. Do you pay subs? Do you play? You play football out of school, though?
I do, yeah. I used to play in the Hampshire League.
Right.
And I'm now over 35, so I'm in the veterans team.
No, veterans. Don't you play with your brother?
I do play with my brother, yes.
And can we ask you, Olivia, I bet you've got a question about Mr. Bork and his brother play. What's the question I'm thinking of?
Do you get annoyed when you play with
me? Do you get annoyed with your brother if he makes a mistake?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes. We're brothers, so we do have a few little arguments, little heated arguments.
Kind arguments. Okie doke, that's really good. So, year two, does your teacher ever teach you PE as well?
Yes, Miss Barrington.
Oh, Miss Brereton, what's she teaching you at the moment?
She's teaching us still playing with the ball, bouncing it.
Sure.
And we also do warm-up by standing up, standing down.
Right.
Moving our arms, slowly circles.
So that you're warmed up and you're ready to be able to do a really effective PE lesson so you don't hurt yourselves. That's all about safety, isn't it, as well? Mr. Bork, would you mind just telling us a little bit more about warm-ups?
Yeah, so the warm-up we do before every PE lesson just gets their body ready, so their muscles and their hearts pumping more and we get nice and warm. But also their mind ready, so they're ready for the bit of learning that's going to happen next as well.
Brilliant. Okie doke. Year two, you've been absolutely brilliant. Year six, you as well. Well done. It's so great to hear that we are being really active in our schools and making sure that we are warming up safely. We've got lots of safety things going on and that you are making sure... Oh, do any of you do Daily Mile? Olivia?
Sometimes.
How often? Be honest.
It depends.
But you know that you could do Daily Mile.
Yeah, you can do break time.
At break time and lunchtime. Olivia, just talk to us about lunchtimes for just a second. What does lunchtime look like? Do we all go outside and do absolutely nothing at lunchtime?
No, we all go outside and we have 4 activities. We have basketball, table tennis, football, and then like fun to play area, which has like skipping ropes and hula hoops in. And then each day it changes what your groups use each, but you can go into that area.
Brilliant. So, sports roundabout, where you do a sport and then you switch to do a different sport the next day. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm asking that as if I didn't know and I did know. Okie doke. Well done. Do you do any sports at lunchtime?
We have hula hoops.
Right.
And we also have skipping ropes.
Skipping ropes, right.
And sometimes they also take out the scooters, but then year R's have it and also year 1's.
These are the 3-wheeled scooters.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there 3-wheeled scooters in year 6?
No.
There's two wheeled scooters coming soon.
Yeah. Two wheeled scooters. So an exclusive from Mr. Bork. Two wheeled scooters are coming soon. Olivia, can we have your reaction to two wheeled scooters?
I brought it down the corridor the other day.
Wow, we can't wait then. That sounds absolutely brilliant. No, but that's the whole thing, isn't it? It's about three wheels in year two, but then we're going to go on to two wheels in year three. I think I got that right.
Because you have to learn how to keep your balance.
Yes, and we're getting better at balancing. That's what Mr. Bork's teaching us, so that we're more proficient and we're making sure that we're really safe on those scooters. Mr. Bork, let's finish off now, because we've talked for 7 minutes and 17 seconds, which I did not anticipate. Can you talk to us about the bikes, the cycles that you bought?
Yes.
Did you buy them personally?
Not me personally. The school purchased 20 bikes.
20?
20 bikes, different sizes, and the helmets and stuff, so obviously the children are safe. I've been on a course so that I can instruct the children how to ride the bike safely. So at the moment, I'm going to be working with year five, doing some playground games on the playground with the bikes and making assessing the children, making sure they're safe. And then eventually, we can take some year fives out onto the road, and they can learn how to ride on the road safely, and how to turn, and how to signal, and how to use observation skills so that they're safe on the road.
Brilliant. That sounds really good. I have one final question. We work with Southampton Football Club, and we sometimes have some children doing some work with a sports coach called Beth, who comes in and works with us. Will you just tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll find out if Year 6 know anything about that?
Yeah, so the Saints Foundation runs something called the Primary Stars Programme, and they come in and they do some activities with the children. So Beth works with a Year 5 class again and does PE with that teacher. But she also does interventions in English, maths and some reading as well. So she'll take some groups out in year six and do some reading with them, getting them ready for SATs. She might go to year two and do some reading. So she's there as an extra adult to go around and do some interventions and help the children.
Perfect. We probably don't have time to ask year six about it. Unless, Olivia, would you like to say anything about that? No, I'm all right, thank you. Anything else to say about Southampton Football Club?
Not that
you know. Are you a Southampton Football Club fan?
Yeah, mostly.
Lewis, did you go on the Primary Stars Premier League tournament recently? So Lewis went on a tournament for the Primary Stars.
Right.
Down at Goals in Southampton, didn't you, Lewis? Yeah. And we had a girls team and a boys team.
And Lewis, what happened?
Well, he didn't do too well.
Doesn't matter about not doing too well. Doing too well means turning up and having a go, and I bet that was really good. And you all came back safely and you worked really hard. Were you tired at the end of it? Yes, very. Well done, year two. Well done, year six. Lovely to chat to you. We could talk for much longer, but we probably won't. We're at 9 minutes and 34 seconds. Well done, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We hope that you have learned a little bit more about what we do in PE in our schools.